Robin Ross, Jacaranda FM.
What is something small, something useful, something nice that your partner could do more of for you that you would like?
Ooh.
That's the question today.
Do you know what? Ek wil nou nie soos klink soos, ek het niks om te sê nie, want my man doen alles. Maar ek is in die baie gelukkige posisie dat my man baie hands-on is met die kinders. Soms meer so as wat ek kan wees, net as gevolg van werk en as gevolg van ander verpligtinge. I mean, I do my bit where my bit needs to be done.
Yeah.
But I know so many other moms who don't have as much support in terms of the kids as what I do. So daarvoor as ek baie, baie gelukkig.
Yeah. Because those, they don't have to be gigantic serious things, you know. Every relationship, in fact, most of the time, they're so small that you don't bother bringing them up, you know. But if all of a sudden somebody stepped in and let's say, you know, you make dinner 5 nights a week. Somebody else was like, I'm going to make 2 extra nights and you only have to do 3.
Yeah.
Suddenly, like, you find yourself a little more time to do other things.
Yeah.
It's biggie helpful, you know. Because I saw someone recently that I know updating their social media and they were like, why is it? As soon as I open my eyes, I'm thinking about what to make for dinner. You know?
Yeah.
Whereas our house is very nice. I love cooking, so I do most of the cooking.
Yes.
But I'm very happy to, when I walk out of the house, go, listen, by the way, would you mind handling dinner?
Mm.
And then I know that that'll be sorted.
Yeah.
I know I don't have to worry about it. I know everything will be lekker. But most of the time, you know, I just crack on and do it because I like to do it.
Yes.
Maar as I goed voor voor die nie, you know, you don't necessarily feel like I need to ask.
Precies.
Or I can ask.
Ja.
Just if it happened, it would be really nice.
Soos klein goedjies wat regtig 'n groot verskil in 'n verhouding kan maak.
Ja, those little things, what are they? What are the couple of things? We want to put together a bit of a list this afternoon. Because, you know, we can look at this list as well and go, actually, I haven't thought about that.
Johan, jy stout. Robin Ross, do you want the age-restricted answer?
Nee, Johan. Cease. Rude. But yes, but no.
Nee.
We won't talk about it on the radio. Abigail says, picking up after the dog. A little bit more of that. Always useful. It's also, yeah, some of those little tasks that are just not fun to do. Like, there's never a good mood to pick up dog, you know.
Nee. Glad nie.
Jy sê nooit vir jouself, oh boy, I get to do that for the next 10 minutes.
Dit is iets wat gedoen moet word. En omdat het gedoen word, the person that's doing it, it's a small act of love.
Ja, that's exactly what it is. So, we want that list this afternoon, 0848500942. What's one thing that you think, if your partner just did it a little bit more often, doesn't have to be a serious thing, but just like, this would be lacquered, I would like this a lot. What is that thing? Let us know.
We are getting into small things that your partner could do for you that will make you happy. And we've gotten such great messages in. Iemand het, Pieter het gesê, makkelijk, kiel my rug.
Pity.
Dit is so oulik.
Pity, someone tickle Pity's back, please.
Asseblief. Courtney said, cleaning the toilet.
Simple little things.
Simple little things. And then we also got another message in from Sandra who said, sometimes it's not that dads aren't hands-on, it's just that they work long hours. So taking that into account also, I guess, there are things that I could do for Chris, who is very much more hands-on with the kids. And I think leaves a lot to be desired to consider what he does. And there are kind of small things that I could do for him as well that maybe I don't think about as often.
And these are not failings.
Nee.
There's always something that we could do that our person would just be like, ach, that's lekker.
Elzaan sê, ons bly in 'n dubbel verdieping en is baie lekker as my man vir my die klere opdra, want ek is teen daai tyd al bietjie oor dit en gewoonlik nie lus om dit nog op te dra nie. Imagine, carry my clothes or the clothes upstairs.
If you've taken them all down off the line and folded everything, then cool, hey babes, I'll take it upstairs. Not a problem. Jason says, to just give a guy an hour on a Saturday to watch the game and relax from the week.
Well, that's a short game.
Maar dit is moeilik op die naweke, want naweke is besig tyd.
Ja, absoluut.
It's not always a simple thing to do.
So Robin Ross, ek is die mees bederfste vrou op hierdie aarde. My man staan voor my op. As hy staan baie saggies op, so hy stel sy horlosie se wekker om af te gaan, sodat dit my nie wakker maak nie. Dan staan hy op, dan gaan ek hom bys toe. Dan maak hy almal se lunches. Die kinders se skool kosstukke, lunches vir ons, die hele hoofs. Dan sal hy inkom, Ons albei het ongelukkig met ons bloeddrukpilletjies en allerhande pilletjies drink. So dan bring ek my glasie water met my pilletjies en dan sit ons in die bed dan het hy my 'n lekker koppie koffie gebring en dan drink ons eers saam 'n koppie koffie om saam wakker te word. Na ons koppie koffie kan ons dan lekker saam gaan shower en regmaak vir werk en regkry om die kinders reg te kry vir skool. Maar ek kan regtig sê ek is die mees geseënde vrou want daar is bitter min mans wat sulke goeders vir hulle vrouens doen.
Now, A, love to hear it. What a guy. B, wat doen jy?
I feel like I'm married to the same man this lady is married to. Net die level van consideration en wat, en ek het iets vanoggend gedoen wat ek rarig, soos hy nou sê, hy het sy, hy stel sy wakker op sy horlosie as hy voor haar moet wakker word, sodat dit nie haar nie wakker maak nie. I did exactly the opposite thing today, which was highly inconsiderate. I knew I had somewhere early, I had to be somewhere early today for work. And I wanted to go to a CrossFit class at 5:15. The times that I have recently been to a CrossFit class at 5:15, I kan hulle nie eens op een hand tel nie. It's not a lot. And Chris said to me, are you sure you want to get up? I will push you out of bed if you need that extra motivation. And I said, yes, I will get up. En toe, gaan my horlosie af, of my alarm, my wekker, gaan toe af. And I didn't wake up. But my wekker went off loudly.
So he woke up.
So I'm very sorry, Chris, if you're listening, because it's just making me feel bad now.
Well, we just want to know the nice things, because that WhatsApp message we got came in from dot, dot, dot. Ek weet nie wat jou naam is nie. Maar hy klink wonderlik. And he does all these nice things, and I guess that you're very grateful about it.
Ja.
Is daar iets kleins wat jy dalk kan doen? That's the question we're asking ourselves this afternoon.
We're talking about small things that your partner could do for you that will make you happy.
Yes, just little things that the person in our life who's special could do that would help us out. Monique is on the line. Hello, Monique.
Hi, how are you?
We are very well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And Jason, Monique's partner, is on the line. Jay, how are you? We're very good, dude. Welcome to the show. I know this is a bit of a blind side for you.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So we're having a chat this afternoon, little things we could do. Monique sent us a message singing your praises and saying what a wonderful partner you are. But there's one thing that you could do around the house that would make her feel a bit better. Can we share it with you?
Yeah, let's go.
Jason, what do you think she said?
What do I think it might be?
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely filling up the water bottles.
Okay, maybe there's incorrect. Two things on the list now. Monique, would you like to ask your special man what they might be able to help you with a little more?
Yes, definitely. So, as I said, Jason, he's really a wonderful partner. He helps a lot around the house. But I would really appreciate it if you can turn the toilet paper up, if you just switches it to turn it the right side around.
Of course,
it's
he says.
Over, not under.
Oh, man. I must admit, Monique, there is a right way and a wrong way. There's a right direction it should hang. I agree with you there. I understand.
Your way is definitely the right way, Monique. Jason,
now we've
got what Monique would like you to do, a little thing to make her happy. What is one thing that she could do to make you happy? What could claim, Daniki?
Plan a date night.
Plan a date night herself.
I like that.
Okay,
I fair.
Do. Volgende date night is op jou, Monique.
Okay,
planning is fair enough. Janie is recht, but if you need some help planning, get in touch with us and let us know.
Exactly. Ons het ons nou jou nommer.
I've got lots of date night ideas.
Thank you.
Ons
doen it. That's wonderful.
Ons sal gesels. All right, Jason, thank you for being a good sport. We appreciate you, Monique. Thank you for your boodskap. I like this.
Bye, thank you.
Lekker middag, jylle twee.
Thank you, jylle. Lekker middag.
You see, little things.
Okay.
Plan the date night.
Plan the date night. Well, you never know what you get if you ask, Jason.
Heeltemal.
So, ek het nou 'n plannetjie in my kop.
I hope Monique gets back to us and says, by the way, guys.
Help us.
Ek het 'n idee nodig.